welcome everybody. My name is Steve Bozell, and I'm going to be filling in today for Phil McHenry. And I wanted to start the show out with a more down-tempo pleasant, just to put my stamp on the program.
And welcome, Steve. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yes, welcome, Steve. This is General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Robert Leonard.
And those are the people that you know very well as the ones that are broadcast on the Phil Henry Show. Only today it's me, Steve Bozell.
Yes. You're going to want to turn the music down at some...
No. I understand, and I will do that, General. I appreciate you very much telling me that, but I just want to fade it out. I want to fade it out, you know.
Yeah, gotta fade it out.
He knows what he's doing. Steve, you do what you need.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not trying to tell Mr. Henry on how to do what he do, but you have to do it and not talk about it as much, you know.
Well, that's something that I think Phil, that's how he does what he does. And
yes, you need to do what you do, and you do what you do.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do what I do, and...
Yeah.
And, okay, so the way I want to do it is we'll do it, and we won't talk about how we do it.
Yeah, so you can move on now.
But, excuse me, I'm sorry, Stephen. We do have a more freewheeling way of being around here. We don't mean to criticize you. We want to do what you want us to do and make the show successful.
Yes, exactly. Phil's marching orders were please make you feel welcome.
Right, and I do appreciate that, but here again, you're explaining how it's done.
Well, I mean, we just...
I would rather you just don't, please don't let me explain how it's done, if I won't explain how it's done.
We're not explaining how it's done.
Well, you see, now you're... Are you giving me... Okay.
What?
Well, what's the problem, Stephen?
Well, you're giving me an argument, Anna.
No, I'm not. See, this is not going to help you at all.
Yeah, just move on.
Okay, I'll move on, but I think I know what I'm doing here, okay?
You know what you're doing, Steve, but...
Yeah, all right, so please don't comment. I'm Steve Bozell.
Well, what happened?
I had some acid reflux. It was some little bit of teeny bit of vomit.
Oh, man.
Well, can I get a cup of water with some lemon juice and sweetener, please?
Yes, sir.
Well, is that to help? So, what are you throwing up?
Yeah, I was throwing up a little bit, but I'm okay. I'm not, it's not like I'm...
Here, drink this.
It's not like I'm punking out or anything.
Oh, no, sir. I'm not saying you're punking out, but you say you spit up a little.
I did spit up just a little bit. All right, so my stomach hurts.
Right, let me take over this segment for.
Ow.
Right, let me take over the segment here. Let's go to. Well, we have Bob Bacon with the traffic, Bob.
All right, Morgan. Open up above them, and I'll tell you that. Right now, the game team, you're going to have to go down to the downtown freeway. Hey, if you're going above the lifetime today, and you got a lifetime to live in, man, you may spend your life out there on the right side of the freeway here on the high side. And that'll be happening till 10 o'clock this morning. Got to be Chad Pollard. Look out for that man over there. Had that bad hatter, that big red beard and bling, and I'll be out there too. Get on the Fulton freeway at the downtown trains. If you're if you got a downtown seam, is what I'm saying. Because a lot of times the seam will be expressed there in the slacks. So if you button that up in the downtown seam, we'll go down there. Over here on the inseam and on the downtown, your pant leg about 36 inches, going 14 inches, 17 inches. I'll tell you what, that guy's got too many inches per man. That's what she said. Over here on the 15 for, oh, Christ, not more gas and red.
Yeah. Woo!
And this is Harvey Wireman with Newsbreak. Well, stocks in China continue to divvy as global markets also were stabilize.
This is not Spanish. As markets stabilize elsewhere.
Yes, I know it's not Spanish. I'm trying to read this looking through Coke bottle lens glasses.
Those are new glasses, huh?
No, they're actually Coke bottle lenses that I put into some glasses just to find my way to... Thank you. All right. Most other ass markets.
Asian markets.
Look, I've got a Harvey. This is Mr. Steven Bozell.
Say that again.
This is Steven Bozell. I'm a guest host on the show.
you're the guest host. They told me there'd be a guest host. And you're it?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, how am I doing?
Yeah, very good. Go ahead, Sir Well. It's not ass, it's Asian.
Yes, I told him that.
All right, okay. Most other Asian markets stabilize or relieve modestly, swinging from losses to gains.
Stabilize. That word would be stabilized.
Say it again?
That word would be stabilized.
All right, stable. Japanese stocks opened sharply lower but recovered.
Japanese stocks?
Yeah, I know, I said that. But
and then they recovered.
Recovered. All right. Boy, I tell you what, Henry goes on vacation. I still got a guy who's breaking my castanets. How about that?
Well, you're not reading it any better than when Henry's here.
All right, General. Thank you for you know.
I think he has a right to comment, Mr. Wireman. You still haven't gotten the right kind of glasses. You're not reading these news stories any better than you have.
Yes, but I'm picking better stories. That much I do know.
Just please continue, sir.
Who's that?
My name is Stephen Bozell.
Oh, you're the guest.
No, sir. I'm the host. I'm a guest host. Not a guest. I'm a guest host.
All right, fine. Good for you. Whee! You're a guest host. Stuck.
God, you know, I could hang up on you.
You go ahead. Hang up on me. You think I like doing this? You think I want to do this? They stick me on here, so this is the best they got for a guy who's been a long-time attorney. A guy...
But just please continue, sir. Please continue, sir.
Anyway, stock markets in the United States traded in a volatile session on Monday, with the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index closing down nearly 4%.
Hold on for a minute. That's 4%.
Who was that going? That
was me. I'm sorry. I got nervous.
Yeah, that's 4%.
Say that again?
That's 4%, not 4%.
Well, I don't know. I'm up.
Really, Harvey, trust us. It is 4%.
All right. 4%. So what the analysis of this is that the Chinese have made just garbage out of their economy with the stock market and all these artificial manipulations of the markets. Meanwhile, the rest of the world is doing just hunky-dory. Thank you very much. As a matter of fact, the rest of the world is doing better than just fine. The United States economy is improving dramatically. And so we don't care whether the Chinese live or die if they turn that whole thing into one big fetid pool of soy sauce. It wouldn't, you see what I'm saying? Wouldn't make any difference. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right. Okay.
But you still saying?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, what's going on over there anyway?
We've got to get going, Harvey. Thank you very much. And that's Harvey Wireman with his report.
Well, this is Bush. It don't belong
to anyone. Okay, I do again want to say I got it. You know, I got this.
Well, it doesn't sound like you got it. You know, you're needing to be cued.
I need to be cued. No, you need to be cued, man. Baby, don't worry. Oh, you mean when you point it to me?
Yeah, that's a cue.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know what I'm doing and everything.
Well, then I would suggest that you begin to act as if you know what you're doing, because I'm...
Excuse me, but I think I'm very well equipped.
You are very well equipped. Well, that's a different subject entirely, isn't it?
General Shaw, I know that you're a member of the United States military, and I respect that. So why would you disrespect me, thinking that I'm talking, when I say equipment, I'm talking about something that's going on down there, you know?
Well, I haven't heard anyone say anything even close to that until you articulated it in a very graphic way, Mr. Bozell. Do you mind?
I knew that you'd... See, right away, I know I'm the outsider here.
Do you mind?
I know I'm the outsider here.
Yeah, well, just don't be the outsider. Be the insider.
Stop acting like an insider. Real. What? What do you mean, touch?
Can you look at you just get on with it, please?
All right, okay, fine. Steve Bozell, god damn. This is Steve Bozell, and this is filling in on the Phil Henry Show. Coming up on the very first segment now on the show is going to be, I think, an interesting interview with Larry Grover. And I have an awful lot, and one reason why I asked to be the guest host on the show is I have an awful lot to lose with this next segment, because we're going to be talking about the J.D. Blasingame sex site that Mr. Grover ran afoul of. It's also a sex site that I had used that Mr. Grover on the show yesterday.
Just don't do a whole book. We'll get to the, give us the digested version.
the digested version.
Give us the short version so we can get to the break.
All right, I mean...
That made a J.D. Blanton game and a Larry Grover.
What, man, that didn't make...
Ain't nobody truller than me. Ain't nobody truller than...
World-famous Phil Henry Show with Steve Bozell filling in. We'll be right back.
I'm saying it like I'm a...
Only real niggas keep you flow. Yeah, that's right, everybody. On the Phil Henry Show, coming up this week, we're going to give away this doll.
No, I call that a dummy.
No, it's not a dummy. This is an action figure, the Phil Henry Show action figure, that you may see if you're watching Phil TV in HD. All you have to do to get the Phil Henry Show action figure is to have your name drawn from a pool of BSP their subscribers. Yes, they and only they will be eligible for the backstage pass, will be eligible for the dummy.
Yeah, that's it.
It's not a dummy. It's an action figure.
I'm sorry, for the action figure. So there it is.
That reminds me, Mr. Bozell, of the time you got hot for the dong.
If you want to hold on for just a minute, Mr. Name is Dickman, right?
Yes, sir.
What is this?
Hold on for just a minute. This is a absolute blasphemy.
Blasphemy has to do with God.
All right. I mean, okay. It's not it's slander is what it is.
Well, what happened?
Well, what happened was this. It was a Christmas not unlike any other Christmases, and I'd gone down to the toy store to buy toys for Christmas. Well, I'd gone, and I looked, and I saw, and I, you know, talked to the guys behind the counter and everything, and I said, what do you recommend? What sorts of toys would you buy for your, you know, you had? I mean, these guys were only like 18 years old, but I figured I'd ask them, and they're, well, you know, I don't know. And I noticed behind them were these dolls that were the Little Miss teen dolls. You know, they was the, I don't know what you want to call them, the... very sexy.
What kind of doll were they? Were they a specific kind of doll?
Yes, they were. They were little teen sex. It was. They were dressed up. I'll tell you right now, and they were little. I don't know what kind of doll it was.
Well, who made it?
I don't know who made it. I'm just telling you. I'm sure you can imagine that there are dolls that dress up like sex. You know, they have breasts. They have breasts. They have buttocks. They have legs, they have lips that are very seductive. And so I said to the kid at the counter there at the toy store, I said, how do you do it? And he said, how do I do what? I said, how do you stand there? Because I'll tell you right now, General, I mean, you know.
No, you're not going to find a sympathetic ear here, Bozell, because already you're starting to sound weird.
Hey, wow, man.
Well, don't start to cry.
I'm not going to cry, but I mean, don't I get a little backup here?
Yeah, you get backup for saying stuff that isn't weird.
Let me tell you something, okay? Let me just back up here then.
You're backing up yourself.
General, please, that's...
So, let me just tell you. You're trying to tell me, in other words, you go to a toy store and you look and you see a doll that's got everything that a woman would have. Even though it's a plastic doll.
Yeah.
And you're saying that wouldn't make you, you know, start to, wow, you know, kind of steady yourself a little bit.
No, not really. It's a plastic doll.
What are you talking about? See, this is the thing that we're trying to... What are you trying to say?
I don't think I need to say anything. If you look at some of these dolls they have, I'll tell you right now, I guess you don't get around much.
Well, maybe I don't get around much, but I know that a regular-sized woman... What she looks like. Now, if you're talking about a version of a woman that's only about 11 inches high...
That doesn't matter. Don't you remember back in when they did Playboy magazine?
Well, they still have Playboy magazine.
Yes, they do. Are you talking about the little miniature sex doll that used to prance about the pages?
Yeah, right there. They had a little miniature sex doll, had a little perfect butt, and, well...
Yeah, it is kind of weird, man. I mean, what do you do, have sex with a thing that's only an inch... That is an inch high?
No, I'm not going to do that. That'd kill it. You know?
No, that's right. What are you talking about?
I'm saying, you never saw on Playboy magazine, in your entire lifetime, you never saw on Playboy magazine, they had a little tiny sex doll. It was about 2 inches tall. It was jumping and swinging. It was swinging off of letters. You know?
No,
I know what he's talking about. That was usually in the, you know, the editorial pages and so forth. What about it?
You're telling me it didn't get you hot? Come on, man.
How am I going to get hot? But something's made out of ink and pen, and whatever you call it.
Made out of ink and pen.
It's drawn, right?
Yes, sir, but I mean it was... No, I know what you mean, Mr. Bozell. It was a little tiny...
You're talking about a little sketch of a sexy woman, and it's a small sketch.
Yeah, but they made it to be like an imp-sized midget. Not a midget, but it was a little tiny imp-sized... Well, forget it, man. But all I'm trying to tell you, if you can't relate to what I'm saying...
No, I remember what you're saying, Mr. Bozell. They had, like, on... Didn't have no panties on.
Exactly. It was a little imp-sized woman, had on stockings, heels, no panties. Man, I'll tell you.
Woo!
Tell you what, if it wasn't an inch, I'd take a crack at it even though it was an inch tall.
Well, you just said that would kill it.
Yeah, it probably would. But if you think about it, well...
You know, I don't like this conversation at all. Even though you're talking about a fictitious, made-up, make-believe female caricature, I don't like the idea of it'd kill it. What in God's name?
No, I'm just trying to say, if you got turned on by a little tiny thing, a little tiny imp doll...
Yeah, that had a perfect ass.
It did. It was tiny, but the ass was proportioned, the legs was proportioned, everything fit.
Here's some water.
Thank you.
You know, we've had a lot of guest hosts in here, Mr. Bozell. I don't think we've ever had any guest hosts that needed to be patted on the back and given water and sort of nurtured along.
Well, I'm so sorry, but I brought up something because everybody, you were asking me and I'm trying to say it.
Meanwhile, we're burning daylight here.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm just saying that when I went into that toy store on that Halloween night, when Santa Claus comes down, you know, when Santa Claus drops through a grate on Halloween. No, he doesn't.
That Santa's with Michael Myers.
Yeah, on Christmas Eve, when Michael Myers comes walking through the front door with an axe. No, God damn it.
Talk about Santa Claus.
On Santa Claus Day, which is Christmas Day, when Santa Claus comes down through a chimney and... delivers to you the doll, the little sex, you know, I'm just saying, don't come crying to me if you go, God damn, I'd take a crack at that, and your wife looks very hurt, and the children feel that daddy has, you know, cheated, and you feel dirty. You really do. You feel dirty. You feel filthy dirty. And that's all I want to say about that. I'm Stephen Bozell. I'll tell you right now, I started on this show here today at a world-famous Phil Henry show. I feel like filth. Coming up next, though, is going to be Larry Grover. We're going to discuss the J.D. Blasingame sex site. J.D. Blasingame is, in fact, related to Dolores Blasingame, my attorney. We'll be right back here on Phil Henry Show.
Who else is there? I laid a hammer down.
Yeah, everybody, don't forget to get on our email list, and when you get a chance, write a rating and a review on iTunes for the world-famous Phil Henry Show podcast, man. As we continue to make history with our download numbers, man, every week, up and up, climbing higher and higher and higher, baby, until we reach that inevitable plateau, when all it means is money. Money, baby.
Yeah. That's right. Go over and write a rating and review for the world-famous Phil Henry Show on iTunes, and do something with your life, maybe for the very first time. This is General Galen Shaw. Don't piss me off.
Then the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California was a special guest host is Stephen Bozell. Stephen Bozell, I'm here.
Yeah, this is Stephen Bozell. I'm from Corona, California, and I am a host on a show here today. Mr. Henry's given me an opportunity to, I asked for it because I heard a segment that I thought was outrageous in the very least, it was outrageous, and I wanted to address it. I know that a lot of people are going to be angry at me for second-guessing my next guest here, Larry Grover. But Mr. Grover, you said that, excuse me, I've had a little bit of a vomit.
Yeah, I heard you had a bit of a vomit problem. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, just a little bit. But you know that yesterday you said that you had accessed the J.D. Blasingame sex.
No, the J.D. Blasingame sex site, yes, sir.
And Stephen, I'm sorry to hear about your cough.
Oh, that's all right, Ms. Grover.
All right, let's not turn this into old home week, okay?
Maybe just a little cup of tea or some warm lemon squeezings.
I think some lemon squeezings, yeah.
Bud, get him some warm lemon squeezings.
I know what those are.
Well, it's like it's just squeezed the peel or the rind of a lemon.
Word.
I'll do it.
Yes, get him some warm squeezings.
Yeah, that's it. Go get him some warm squeezings.
Oh, man, I can tell the way you said that. This is going to be a...
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yesterday I came on the program and I said that I had been outed by Anonymous, which is a group of hackers that outed everybody on the J.D. Blasingame sex site.
Now, what's it called again?
Anonymous.
Now, you're talking about Anonymous.
No, I'm talking about Anonymous. That's what it's called. I'm not, you know, I ain't going to tell these guys what to do with their lives. They've already paraded me. I might as well not have been wearing any underwear with a tear right up the back of my pants so that when I bent over to tie my shoe.
Well, all right, so we've got a very graphic picture of that.
Yeah, thank you. So these guys outed me, and that's when I said, yeah, it's the J.D. Blasingame sex site, and it's not, I didn't think at the time that it was related to Dolores Blasingame.
Well, I happen to know that you do know.
You don't know anything, okay, Bozell? You don't know anything.
I happen to know that you do know, sir, that the Blasingames, brother and sister, both of them, you knew that she was involved. At least you knew that she was related to J.D. Blasingame, didn't you?
I didn't know that she was related to J.D. I knew that they were in business together.
Okay. Now, she's my lawyer. Now, she has a completely respectable a relationship with her own brother insofar as she has given him some of the money for the funding of this sex site. And it was a whole new idea, as you know, to help men who are straight and who are devoted to their wives not to cheat, but to engage in sex and express their sexual feelings with other straight men, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, sure. And I'll tell you something right now. Last night I admitted all of this in the Henry Show, and I got reamed, all right? Laughed at like you wouldn't believe. So I tried to spare J.D. Blasingame's sister from that, okay?
Yeah, and why?
Again, I have to ask you, why do you ask that?
That's a very interesting question. Why would you care about Dolores Blasingame?
Because I was involved with her.
Okay, this is a married woman that you was involved in, so don't try to give me this horse and buggy act. Don't go sidestepping it and tap dancing out there in spats with a straw hat and a cane and going, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Larry Grover, and I think I'll make a gold-plated ass out of myself tonight and say that I don't know nothing about Dolores Blasingame.
All right, I was going out with Dolores Blasingame. She's a married woman, all right?
I understand that. But you knew full well that she had money involved in a J.D. Blasingame sex site, and you decided to say no, she didn't, which only made her look guilty as hell, and she didn't do nothing wrong.
I know she did. You're trying to tell me that if a woman is involved in something as innocent as the J.D. Blasingame sex site where straight men go to engage in enough sexual activity to get aroused and turned on, but they're straight and they're only doing it with other guys so that they don't cheat on their wives, you're trying to tell me that site is something that you would want your own sister... I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
No, I don't know what either one of you jackasses are talking about. Why would anyone care one way or the other whether Dolores Blasingame is involved in this?
Because this guy, Larry Grover, has been having ongoing sexual relations with my attorney.
Yeah, and what difference does that make?
Oh!
So now we got it, Bozell. So you want a little piece of that for yourself.
You know something? I find this to be the most unseemly and disgusting conversation, talking about women as if they are pieces, big, fat sides of beef, swinging on hooks, wearing underwear.
Well, in this case, in the world of Steve Bozell, anything goes.
Not in my world. I'm not the one manhandling Dolores Blasingame, all 300 pounds.
So in other words, because she's 300 pounds, now you're going to put her down, but you're jealous of the fact that I have a relationship with her. And now you want to out her as being, associated with this J.D. Blasingame sex site. Why, to embarrass her?
No, to let everybody know she ain't hiding nothing. I've been a devoted client of hers.
Yeah, she showed me the receipts.
And what is that supposed to mean, sir?
Nothing.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's a very good question there, Grover. Why don't you answer it?
Yeah! I don't mean...
Yeah, you know something, Grover? You're a big pussy.
Oh, no.
You're a big pussy, And you, you're going through the receipts. You're looking at the money that I'm paying at the Laura's Blanton game. Meanwhile, you're climbing on top of that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's right. For the first time in my life, I've had happiness. For the first time.
Ask me if I care, man. All I care about was trying to protect the good name of Dolores Blazgame. Now I find out that you're crawling on top of her every night and grunting like a wild ape. God damn, that's disgusting, man.
Well, I think the thought of either one of you men having any kind of carnal relation with any woman is vile beyond words. It makes me want to throw up through my no-woes. No-woes.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Well, you know something? Mr. Bozell, I will tell you that you have paid a lot of money to Dolores
Dolores Blazengame.
Right. A lot of money to that woman, and she's given you every kind of service. And in exchange, what have you done? You've trotted her name out in front of every kind of asinine lawsuit, every kind of ridiculous thing.
And you associate her with her brother, J.D. Forget it, man.
You know, neither one of you guys... You guys ought to sit down in a nut house someplace after they admit you, and after you get your shower, and after they give you your clothes, you can sit down in a day room somewhere and debate this in front of all the doctors. Maybe you'll be the afternoon's exhibit.
Okay. Ha, 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 ha.
You know, that does hurt.
I hope it does hurt. It was intended to hurt.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, trying to say that I sound like a crazy man.
No, I'm not trying to say it. I am saying it. The two of you guys would make a fine afternoon exhibit for the doctors in from the Nut House Academy.
The Nut House Academy?
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't think this makes any bit of sense. Dolores Blazengame is associated with J.D. Blazengame. So what? Both of you nuts, you're using that.
Yes, I have.
Why?
I used it because Blazengame's married, okay? So she's not...
Well, all I know is that both of you men have now sullied the reputation of Dolores Blazengame beyond any kind of recall. I think that woman has been... Her reputation's been destroyed by the mere fact that you, Larry, are involved with her at the same time as you're accessing the services of the J.D. Blazengame website, being spanked with a garden hose by other straight men.
Yep. That is.
And I'll tell you something else.
Oh, you don't have to tell me anything else. I came on the program last night, as I did tonight, to try to explain.
Yeah, well, you're not doing a very good job.
Neither are you.
Well, look, both of you guys, I think, as I said before, both of you guys really need to be put into the back of an ambulance and belted down onto something. Not even a gurney, just belted to the floor. And then I think they ought to get out of the ambulance and push it off the side of a cliff.
All right, you know.
Thank God that in America there's still free speech.
Oh, really? Well, not on this show. Not as long as I have the reins of control.
You know, we have to get going, and this has been quite a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean, yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
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 You mind telling me what that was about?
It was about a very good woman, Dolores Blazengame, outed by this guy, Grover.
No, he didn't. You outed him. Larry Grover tried to protect her.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is he had sexual relations with her.
Yeah, you got jealous of that.
I'm the one paying her money.
Yeah, what's it all about? I mean, so what, man? You're paying her for legal advice, not to have a sex.
Not to have a sex?
Hey, man, don't make fun of him.
All right. Okay.
Look, we'll be right back. Just settle down, will you?
The world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Yeah, it's Robert Leonard reminding you that the YouTube channel for the Phil Henry Show is the Real Bud Dickman channel. That's youtube.com/Real Bud Dickman. And if you are looking at Amazon.com as a place you might want to go to buy things, I don't know, man, like, you know, some audio, video, things like that, go to Amazon.com through our associates banner on the homepage, Amazon.com. Just check out the homepage sliding banner because we get a piece of all that business. I really object to this. I object so much to this.
Are we supposed to care about that? I don't...
Yeah, I would hope that you would. I object so much to this music.
Well, just don't worry about it. This is the music that Henry plays, and this is the music you're going to play.
Oh, okay. Now you can see, folks, here I am on the Phil Henry Show tonight. And this is a situation where I am at odds.
That'll be the way it is.
I won't even make fun of the fact you just stuttered. My next guest is... Let go of my hand.
Don't talk to him like that.
Ow. My next guest is Vernon Dozier. And Mr. Dozier is a teacher at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And he joins me on our newsmaker line. And I'm very grateful to have you on the line with me, Coach. We've had quite an interesting few minutes so far.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it to me.
Coach, you mentioned that you're having problems at the school with another teacher who may be trying to take your job. And it all stems from an injury that you suffered on a football field?
Well, Steve, here's what happened. I played high school football in Texas. My family moved to California in my first year of college. I went out with my family. I went to college at Cal State LA, but my high school year spent in San Antonio, Texas. I suffered an injury my senior year in high school. When I was doubling as a punter, and I played defense, and I played a little bit of offense. I also was a punter on our team. Well, I suffered an injury one year during one of the games. I was holding for our field goal kicker, Kipler.
You mean the field goal kicker?
Yeah, that's right, the field goal kicker. I was holding, and the ball was blocked, and the ball went bounding down the field, and I dove for it, and as I dove for it, I took a knee right to the face. Now, I got a photograph of that, and somebody took a picture of it, and I've held that picture with me, and Mr. Henry had it in his, I don't know if you people have it.
Yeah, we do have it, but I want to warn everybody who's watching on Phil TV, it's sort of a graphic picture.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's graphic, yeah, I mean, yeah, it shows there's, I got my nose busted good. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, it looks like, well, it looks to me like it's a, and Bud, I already worked this out.
You can't see it.
Okay.
What do you mean you worked out what?
Nothing at all. I want everybody to know that, that this picture that we're about to show is a picture that very graphic, and here it is. There it is, right there. You can see the nose on him.
Oh my God! Look at that.
Well, that was the. What am I hearing here in the?
Just music.
Yeah, just some music.
All right. Well, that picture there is when I got hit in the nose, and I got squished up, you know, and.
Are they playing pigs?
What are you playing pigs for?
What are you playing?
We're not playing nothing. Well, I mean, I'm playing pigs.
What do you mean you're playing pigs?
Because your nose looked like you got pigged. Okay?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know I got hit pretty. That was a very devastating injury. You can see I got a nasal fracture right there, and my nose is squeezed up. And what are you saying? I look like Porky Pig.
It looks like that, and that's why I thought it would be appropriate to play this Pigs on a Wing.
That Pigs on a Wing is Pigs of the Three Different Kind.
I'm sorry, Pigs of a Three Different Kind.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Three Pigs of a Three Different Kind. I'm telling you that this was an injury that I had. So what happened was, Coach...
Turn this down, will you, for God's sake?
All right.
Thank you. Coach Shermer said that, Coach Shermer started laughing about it and said, take a look there at Coach Dozier. That guy can't hold a football on a field goal try. And look what happened to his face. He got it punched in. And everybody started to laugh. And I found out later that what he's trying to do is sow the seeds of disrespect among my players so that I look like some kind of a clown, you know.
Well, why did you bring this picture in the first place?
I wanted to show my players that I played the game too, Ms. Gray. I wanted to show my players that I'm a guy that can play the game, that I'm a guy that... Is that pig sound?
Yeah, I mean, that's,
Would you please not do that?
Turn that down, all right?
Oh, come on, man.
Turn it down.
Thank you. I don't know what you're trying to pull there, Bozell. But what I'm trying to teach my players is that I've played the game before. I've suffered injury.
I know that. I'm just saying that don't you think that sounds like pig on a wing?
I don't know what pig on a wing is, man. Is that something that's not on a menu?
Look at Bozell, you stiffed that bit. Now move on, all right?
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, I said to Coach Shermer, look, you want to sow the seeds of disrespect. Well, you're helping him right now, Bozell, with this pig on of three different wings or whatever the hell it's called, because I'm listening to it right now, and see, my wife, she's laughing now. Think that's funny, huh? Fuck me. You know,
please watch your language. Please watch your language.
Yes, sir, Mr. Automated Voice in the Elevator. God damn. So, Oh, shut up, will you, Freddy? Will you turn this shit off, please? So I said to Coach Shermer, I said, if you're going to undermine the respect that my players have, the respect that my players have developed for me down through these many years, I said, there's only one thing you're trying. Are you angling for my job? And he said, maybe. He said, I think that you are a little long in the tooth. I said, I tell you what, my friend, at least I've got teeth, because if you keep looking at me and smiling at me the way you are right now, you won't have any. And all of a sudden, that big, wide grin, you know, and you've seen it, I'm sure, a lot of you folks, you've seen that big, wide grin that a guy has all, and then you say, you keep smiling like that, and there won't be a tooth left. And all of a sudden, and it just stops, right? And that's exactly what happened there. And I got a feeling, Mr. Bozell, that if I was down there in your studio right now at the radio station or whatever you're doing, and
I'm sorry, I just...
Turn the goddamn pig on a wing off, will you?
If I walked up to you and you're playing pig on the three different wings, I would... you'd be all... And I'd just cock back and fire. And all of a sudden, you'd be... And it would just be, you know, that spit up, man. It would, you'd be spitting up, all right. So would you please turn this?
All right, turn it off. You see, so you can't understand that picture of you looks pigged.
Yeah, it looks pigged. I got my nose busted. And I would dare say that anyone that has a devastating injury like that would look the same.
Well, I have never seen anything like it. It's a very, very shocking picture. And you call that an open nasal fracture?
Yes, that's exactly right. Because what happened, Ms. Gray, is that you can see the top of my nose, literally the bone went right through, and it caused bleeding from up there. So that was the exposed nasal capacity of it. I'm going to come down there and beat your ass.
Sorry.
So, Ms. Gray, what I did was I spent the night in the hospital and I had some reconstructive surgery.
But so what'd you have, like a nose job?
Yeah, I had a nose job.
You know, Bozell, you've given up your right to ask any questions.
I don't think so. I think I have every right in the world. Wait a minute, what am I doing on the phone? I don't know, but get away from me.
Sorry, I think I've got every right in the world to ask the questions I'm asking.
Yeah, you can ask them, but not playing pig on the ring! Thank you.
All right, well, thank you very much, Coach Dozier. I hope that the painful memories that you have suffered down through the years as a result of that injury will ease with time, and you'll be able to tell your players all about the wonderful things that you did. I forget it.
World-famous Phil Henry Show. I can't wait for Phil to get back. Guest host Steve Bozell will be right back.
Well, it won't be long now, folks. We'll be giving away that little action figure. Yes, the Phil Henry Show action figure, and it could be yours. All you have to be is a Backstage Pass member. That's right. Be a BSP, and we could draw your name as the winner of the Phil Henry Show action figure. Could you get that
get it off!
They've had the picture of that poor man with Mr. Dozier's face kicked in.
Yeah, that's a rough injury, but I'll tell you something. If you play football, you have to get used to it. And I'll tell you one other thing, Coach. I don't want to talk about you. I don't want to talk about you not being here. But I'll tell you something, Coach. I mean, you got to suck it up and buck up, man. Because if you have an injury like that where the face is squished in and your nose is all busted out, and somebody wants to play a little bit of fun, and someone wants to have a little bit of, you know, kicks and a couple of laughs with you, and go, hey, wow, look at his face, you know? Yeah, pig on a wing. And you're all, stop it.
I look at Bozell.
Hold on. And you can't take that. No wonder, you know. That's all I'm saying. And
what is he doing here?
Come here. Hey, what are you doing in the studio? Ah! What did I tell you?
Hey!
Doing him.
Set him down over there.
Oh, you can't get away with it.
Oh my God, I am not gonna sit still.
You wanna leave? Go ahead and leave. You wanna leave?
Oh, I'm enjoying this.
Turn that off.
You can't do this.
I can't do it. Now, I had my nose busted, and yeah, I look like Porky Pig, but I don't have to take bullshit from you. You understand?
Bang. Don't get it.
I didn't hear that. Say it again.
I say you're going.
Folks, I'm sorry to bust in like this, but this ass with his silly ass sense of humor pissing me off. I'm going to take over the rest of this show.
Well, you know, I don't mind, Coach, but Henry's going to...
I don't care what you... Henry should have thought about who he's got guest hosting for him. Ms. Gray?
I want no part of this.
You're all gonna have it.
Don't even open your mouth. All right, I got another guest up. I'll do this. We got another guest here, and that's Mavis Leonard. Mavis Leonard joining us now from Southgate, California. Ms. Leonard is going to be talking to us here, I think, about the... political. What is she talking about? Political season here or something like that?
Let me look and see here.
Shut your hole. Shut your hole. The hole shuts. Now, I wanted to get Mavis Leonard in here to talk a little bit about, I know what it is. Hold on for a minute. Yeah. Stephen Colbert is going to be debuting on September the 8th on the late show on David Letterman. Not David Letterman. I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, he's debuting with his own show, Colbert Late Show.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right, and Mavis Leonard is going to come on here and talk with us about this. And Mavis is over at Perry Boys this evening, the cafeteria there. Mavis, I'm so very, very grateful that you came on with us.
Well, Coach, I'm grateful you took over. You know, I'm always been very partial to you. I don't like Steve Bozell at all.
That's not what you said. Ah!
Yeah, keep his mouth shut.
Your mouth shut. Now, Mavis, I want to ask you about Stephen Colbert. What do you think? What do you think his chances are? What do you think of the show he's got planned? What do you know about the new show as opposed to the old show?
Well, I know Stephen Colbert had played a part I thought was very funny. I had always loved him. I hear him making fun of conservatives. Now, I love a lot of conservatives. You know, I won't vote for Donald Trump. There's no question in my mind I'm voting for Donald Trump.
All right, so you love Donald Trump.
Oh, I love Donald Trump. I love everything about Donald Trump. And I know it hacks off my nephew.
Don't say, well, you want to vote for him.
I've told you a million times why I vote for Donald Trump, because it pisses off clowns like you. I've always been very conservative. I voted for Mitt Romney. I voted for John McCain. I voted, and when I voted for Tom McCain, I voted for him knowing full well that we are running the very first African-American president in the history of the United States of America. But Tom McCain was my man. And you know something? Did he make the shoes?
Tom McCain was the shoemaker, John McCain.
Oh, John McCain is the man. I thought Tom McCain made a shoe. I thought he made a very stylish shoe. He did not?
No, ma'am. John McCain was a shoemaker. Tom McCain
I need to get, I got to get in on this. Tom McCain, John McCain is the senator. Tom McCain made shoes.
Oh, that is correct, yeah.
All right, Margaret, are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. I didn't like the fact that Mr. Dozier walked in here and beat Steve Bozell half to death.
Oh, give me a break. Hey, Steve. Steve. he's fine.
He never sounded better.
I think the entire thing, the entire display, was very untoward.
He never sounded better, Margaret. I tell you that now. I tell you true. He never sounded better.
All right, let's get back here to Stephen Colbert. So tell me what you think. You say that Stephen Colbert, who is playing a part of, what you say? Again, he had a...
Stephen Colbert had a conservative show. He played a part of a conservative man. He played a part of a conservative man. See, and so Stephen Colbert was playing a character. Now he's going to come on a new show, and guess what he's going to do? He's going to try and be himself. I don't know if it's going to work. I think it's going to, if you want my honest opinion, which is what I assume you have me on.
Yeah, please. I want to hear about it.
I think it's going to bomb. I think it's going to be a bomb, and I think it'll stink it out. Six ways to sunset. That's my feeling about that. And,
listen, I don't agree with you at all.
No, nobody asked you if you agree with me or not, Margaret. You had your chance.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, if you don't mind, I mean, you walked out of here.
I didn't want to see a man beaten up.
All right, well, then you've walked out of here.
Yeah, Margaret, just back off for a minute, okay?
Yeah, you had your chance, Margaret, and you blew it. You blew it. But I think Stephen Colbert is going to have to come up with something. Now, I'm not saying he's not an interesting man. I'm not saying he's not an intelligent man. I'm not saying he's not a funny man. But there are a lot of interesting, intelligent, funny men. You got to have an angle. You know, you got to have some kind of an angle. The thing about Stephen Colbert, we know that he don't have much to deal with when it comes to beating, you know, a David Letterman rating.
Well, now, that's a good point. David Letterman's ratings sucked on ice, you know.
Damn right about that.
Yeah, and so Colbert, to improve on those ratings, that's not going to take a whole lot.
No, it's not going to take a lot. I think CBS will be very happy if they see a nice little bump, a nice little, you know, he built on the doggy-do rating that... that guy, Letterbox, or whatever the hell that man named.
Steven, his name is Stephen Letterman.
Right. What David Colbert need to do.
No, it's Steve Colbert and David Letterman.
No, I'm sorry, David Letterman.
All right. Well, what David Letterman need to do is he got to build on that doggy-do that Stephen Colbert left him. Because Letterman is going to be stepping into a big pile of dog-doo-dooey-woo-woo. You know,
I'm sorry, I'm not following here.
You're saying that David Letterman, it's Stephen Colbert that's coming in.
It's Stephen Colbert is going to put his foot in a fresh mound of dog woo. And
what do you mean by dog woo?
I mean, it's worse than poo. It's woo. It's like, wow, you know.
I know you don't want me to say anything, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think you're dead wrong. I think Stephen Colbert is a brilliant talent, and he's going to make a great success of that show.
All right. So you want to see him urinate all over the memory of David Letterman? Because if Stephen Colbert had a big rating, he's going to urinate all over David Letterman. And for him to urinate all over David Letterman, I think it'll be a very bad day.
So you want him to fail so he doesn't, quote, urinate all over David Letterman?
I don't think it's about a matter of me wanting him to. I think he will, because David Letterman, if David Letterman can't do better than the rating that he got, there ain't no way Stephen Colbert is going to do better than that. That's my feeling, and that's my opinion, and you stuck with it.
All right, well, I've got Mavis Leonard here. This is Coach Vernon Dozier. I had to come in here and I had to beat Steve Bozell almost to death because he would not shut up. He played pig on a wing when I showed pictures of myself as a young high school senior, having had my face kicked in. And yeah, I got pigged. I think anybody that's played football knows sooner or later you're going to get pigged. And what pig means, you get a busted nose that is pushed up and you've got that pig look. You look like you got the snout of a pig, see?
Well, and I saw that picture, and you are ugly? God damn it. But I guess you had a plastic surgery.
I didn't have to have no. They just fixed my nose. That's all. But when I showed that picture, then he started to play. Pig on a wing, three different wings. I don't know what the hell. What is the name of that anyway?
Some kind of crazy. You know what it is, bud?
Yeah, it's from the Animal soundtrack. It's pig on a wing.
It's from the Animal sound. What does that mean?
Well, that sounds from the Animal album, Pink Floyd Animals.
I don't know. Yeah, Pink Floyd had an Animal album. And it's called Pig on a Wing, some shit like that. The biggest load of shit that I've.
You know that you know you're not acquitting yourself very well. What I almost called you, Margaret.
As well, you should, because everybody, you should mistake me for yourself, because you should see yourself in me, because I am the guiding force, the guiding light that every woman ought to have in this world, as opposed to sit back there fingering it and looking all for the world like a hobo whore. I'll never have that, never.
All right, I have here, Mavis, hold on. This is Mavis Leonard with us, and she's talking about Stephen Colbert's chances of success on Late Night. And, General, you want to ask a question?
Yeah, I want to ask the Mavis. Stephen Colbert is a conservative. You're a big, not a conservative, he's a liberal. He's one of these Hollywood left-wingers, right?
I would think he is, because he made fun of conservatives.
And you like conservatives. How are you going to like him ripping into conservatives?
Well, I don't think he's going to do that. I think, like he said, he's not going to be in character. He's going to be himself. And I hope if Stephen Colbert is himself, that he's just a funny man, and he is the man that we know he can be. And I'm afraid that if he is himself, I'm not worried about whether he's going to rip in a conservative. I'm worried about whether that man's going to be funny. I'm worried about whether he's going to stink it out, and he's going to leave a stench, the likes of which does not abide the telling. You know what I'm saying? So when he come in the studio, hi, I'm Stephen Colbert. By the time he leave, it stinks like a broccoli fart. I will not have that.
Very, very classy.
Oh, Margaret, why don't you give it a... You know what your problem is? You think you're something you're not.
What is that supposed to mean?
What it means is you think you're all high class. You're not high class. You ought to take a lesson from me.
All right, now, I don't want to argue about this.
Now, what does that mean, take a lesson from you? I have class, yes.
All right, but let me say this. You do yourself a world of good. You to loosen it up, take the girdle off, go without underwear for a while, go commando. Walk around with no underwear on, wearing a big summer dress. I dare you. I double dare you. Okay?
I'm not a cow. I'm not a beast. I am a woman.
All right. Then you be a woman and have yourself a nice time with your ass cinched up in that girdle that you wear.
I don't wear a girdle. I wear a panty girdle.
Yeah, same different. I'm telling you to go commando and let that ass breathe.
Yeah. All right, I've had a good time here. I'm sorry I had to beat your ass, Steve. Steve?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, somebody get some water.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, I'm sorry that I had to come in here and kick your ass, but I can tell you that there's no way on God's good green earth you're going to get away with half the horse dung that you got that you got away with on me. I'll tell you that much. Folks, I'm very, very happy to have been with you here. Oh, just got some more water on him there.
Yeah. We'll get some more.
Hey. Folks, I know this is a show that did not wind up the way you wanted it to.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Get some more water. Damn.
Don't worry about the water. I know this show did not wind up the way you wanted it to, but I can tell you that we...
But you got that all over me, God damn it.
Oh, I guess the coach got wet, huh?
Yeah, I did. We've had one host got his ass kicked. The other guy's all wet, which we all already know. And this is General Galen Shaw. Phil Henry returning. This was a big mistake, Phil. A big mistake. The Blazingame situation is doubly weird now, man.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One.
Yeah.
I'm Vernon Dozier, and again, no one pigs me, man. No one.